Hey, welcome back to the Infamous Podcast. This is episode 70, Magical Mystery Tour. I'm Brian.
I'm Johnny.
You're back.
I'm back.
Johnny is back, people.
Welcome back, buddy. Magical Mystery Tour.
You did. We'll talk about your Magical Mystery Tour. You went to Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
You left me here in Ohio all by myself. But yeah, so this week we're going to talk about Johnny's vacation. We're going to chat about some of the movie trailers that came out while he was gone. We're going to get Johnny's take on Doctor Strange because we're dying to hear his opinion. He and I haven't really talked about it. And then we have some little newsy bites.
God, it was terrible.
Anyway, but to start off, we thought we would do something a little new that we haven't done before. We're going to watch the Kong Skull Island trailer, which we're hopeful you guys will be able to hear.
Yeah.
And kind of give our instant reaction, because I haven't watched it and he hasn't watched it. All right, ready?
I guess it rolled out while I was at work today.
Yeah, it was, it rolled out like the Autobots.
No, that's not it.
All right, so here we go. This is the trailer for Kong Skull Island. Maybe. Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
These are photos of an island in the South Pacific.
The place where myth and science meet.
We use explosives to shake the earth, helping us to map the surface of the island.
They're dropping bombs.
Scientific instruments.
Is that a monkey?
All right, this looks pretty cool so far.
Is that a monkey?
Is that a monkey? That is a monkey.
That's not a monkey.
So I didn't watch the first trailer.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Magnificent.
That's a giant handprint.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your man, Colonel. But if you want to make their sacrifice worthwhile, hit us home. With proof, monsters exist.
Whoa. Your friend there can put that down.
Now that's new.
So John C. Reilly just popped in. So
that's Kong.
Is this a new telling, or is it modern?
Yeah, it's a modern. It's okay. More modernized.
Because he's giant.
Oh yeah, it's setting up a Godzilla Kong movie, is what it's doing.
Okay. This much.
Kong's god on the island, but the devils live below us. And what are they called? I call them skull crawlers. Why? Never said that name out loud before. It sounds stupid now that I say it. Just you call them whatever you want.
John C. Reilly rules.
So there's more on the island than just Kong, yeah. Obviously. Like there always has been.
Yeah.
Every incarnation of the movie.
Whoa. All right, this looks pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie. Oh, the dude from Agent Carter.
Yeah, Shea Wingham.
Yeah.
Yeah, this thing's gonna be awesome.
All right, that is a that's a trailer, right there.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, the first trailer was awesome.
Yeah, so I didn't watch the first trailer, and I'm kind of glad I didn't now,
yeah.
Because that was fantastic. So, you guys haven't seen it,
just
there's
be good because you got Hiddleston,
yeah, Sam Jackson,
Tom
John
Hiddleston,
C. Reilly.
John C. Reilly, and John Goodman, all
and
in
Brie
the same
Larson.
Movie, and Brie Larson.
You know, Brie Larson is a great actress. So,
a third of the Marvel cinematic
yeah.
universe.
Oh yeah, there we go. We got Nick Fury, Loki, and Captain Marvel all
yeah.
in one film. But yeah, I don't know, man. That was really, really cool. Kong looks great.
Yeah.
So if this is setting up a Godzilla King Kong crossover,
yeah,
this makes Godzilla so much cooler.
Yeah.
Like, and I liked, you know, we went and saw that one together, and I really liked that one. I'm not gonna lie, but
well, it is legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary
yeah.
is releasing
so.
This, and they released
maybe
Godzilla, but I can see that this will probably go toward a Kong Godzilla.
Maybe Kong will show up in Pacific Rim Maelstrom to
there you go.
Save the Jaegers.
Cross everything.
Yeah, over. Just cross it all one giant universe. How cool would that
there
be?
There you go.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Really, really cool. All right. So just kind of getting into some talky bits real quick, little news. Westworld officially picked up for a second season.
Cool.
I know you haven't seen any of it.
Yeah, just the first episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it seems like...
it's a lot of people's favorite new show, I guess.
I'm going to put it, it's in my top three favorite shows of 2016.
Okay.
And we'll get to those in January or in December when we do our infamous lists. But wow, it's such a cool cast. First off, everybody in it is so good.
You got a solid cast right off the bat. So.
And then the twist, the way the twists happen, mm-hmm. right? It's like, okay, that I like in some ways it's like, oh, I saw that coming, but like I didn't see it coming like this.
Right.
You know, which is I think what makes the show so special.
That's cool. Yeah.
It looks great. You know, the whole idea of it. And then there's so much more they can do with just Westworld. And
well, I mean, it was originally a motion picture with Yul Brynner, and it had a sequel called Future World. So, you know, there's a possibility of doing stuff like that.
No.
I mean, the idea, and like what I've seen, it's the Wild West. And that, but the idea that being able to build universes off of whatever they're doing with these... you know, mechanoid people.
I like how you said it's the Wild West just then. I shook my head yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, you know, it's one of those things where you don't have to leave it based in the Wild West segment. You could do Knights. You could do, you know, Alien Planet. Mm-hmm. You could do whatever you want and just keep shifting it around each season. And, you know, that would be an ideal way to change it up, you know, a bit on the story, I think.
Well, and kind of a way that I see the story going, like there could be a really cool thing where they spend a couple seasons just kind of going through worlds with the same exact cast and adding people.
Yeah,
and,
it's kind of the concept I think that American Horror Story does.
Yeah, you know,
I've never watched it, but they have the anthology thing and have the same actors playing different characters, which is a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
But I think the, you know, if there's a story, because obviously there's the story going on in the Wild West, mm-hmm. but then there's the story going on in the Game Center.
Right, right.
And it's like, if you keep the story in the Game Center the same and change up the, what they're, you know, in would be kind of a cool idea. Cause then you get to see where they have to create, you know, new things mm-hmm. because in the first episode you see them creating a horse and it's like,
oh yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
So there's. Yeah, this last episode was really, really cool.
Yeah,
so, and then
that's what I heard. Like, people were like, oh, my God.
One of the cool things, too, is Anthony Hopkins' character is in complete control of the world, right?
Yeah.
So, like, he, like in Legacy, Tron Legacy, when Jeff Bridges puts his hand on the ground and can make things change.
Yeah.
Like, it's that kind of power.
Okay.
But, like, just a...
a snap of the finger.
Or a look. Yeah. Or, like, you know, like, everyone else has to mutter, like, a trigger phrase to get them to turn off. And he can just be like... hey.
Yeah, because he's got the main power. He created everything. Yeah,
so all right.
It was a good first episode. Yeah. If your first episode makes you want to watch more,
yeah.
You know, I don't have HBO or HBO Now, but it's like, you know, yeah, it's definitely one of those ones where it's like...
you know, like, this is one where in a couple weeks when it's done,
yeah,
it's worth $14 for 1 month.
1 month. And
to go and binge it. Like, you know, and I'll be honest, like, this is one where... I've watched every episode twice.
Right.
And I haven't gone back and watched them sequentially.
Right.
But I'm waiting when, like, I'm going to probably, like I do with Game of Thrones, when the season ends,
just go back.
I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch it all in one sitting. You know, like, because when Game of Thrones ends, the latest season.
Right.
I go back to the very beginning and watch it all chronologically. So.
Well, and there's not that many episodes per season. So
well, no, 10.
It's an easier one to do, for sure.
Yeah, it's not like the regular TV with 22 episodes.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
All right, then we have some cool Spider-Man Homecoming news. Michael Keaton was officially confirmed as the Vulture.
Yeah.
Which, you know, one, awesome. Batman is the Vulture. And two, awesome. Birdman is the Vulture.
Yeah.
So, you know, I love Michael Keaton. Did
he's
you
gone the way of playing the villains?
Did you watch Need for Speed with Aaron Paul and Imogen Poots?
Yeah.
He was in that. And like he didn't have a huge role in that, but he was like I don't know, I really
liked him. Well, he was in RoboCop.
Yeah,
the new.
Well,
RoboCop.
Yeah, he was in charge of OCP.
Yeah.
But no, his role in Need for Speed, he was kind of like the underground, like race promoter guy, and you know
he wasn't a nice guy.
No, he wasn't a nice guy, but like his it was that his voice kind of a thing, and like because he was always on the radio, and you know you saw him sometimes, but it was like you know, kind of like the voiceover for the video game would be.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just really worked. I really enjoyed him in that part. So, and then the other thing was the announcement that they're adding a character who I didn't really expect to see, Ned Leeds.
Right.
And let me pull this up so we can talk about the actor and everything too. But, I mean, Ned Leeds is a pretty, like, that's a pretty deep cut.
Yeah,
for a character. I don't know if you agree or not, but
I mean, it's interesting in the fact that who he becomes eventually.
Yeah.
And it's curious to see where that's going to go with that.
Well, and like kind of the other curious thing is that, you know, not just who he becomes, but like kind of how that happens and, you know, the villain that he's tied to.
Yeah.
The most
the Kingpin.
Well, Kingpin and Hobgoblin obviously. Right.
Yeah, he eventually becomes the Hobgoblin.
Well, so.
In the comics,
but,
I mean,
but Robert Kingsley is the Hobgoblin and uses him kind of to fill in, spoilers, you know, 25 years later. It's interesting, though, because they cast a guy, his name is Jacob Batalon.
Yeah.
This is only the second thing he's done.
Okay.
He's, you know, he's a Hawaiian actor and everything. You know, he's going to play, you know, I'm assuming we're going to have the Daily Planet.
Bugle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've been watching Smallville.
Oh, okay.
I'm on almost to season 4.
Wow.
You know, so he was a co-worker of Peter Parker's at the Daily Bugle. He was.
Well, how old is the actor? I mean.
I mean, he's around. He looks like he's probably a little older than Tom Holland.
Does he have IMBD profile?
Yeah. Hold on. I'll pull it up. But, you know, the other thing, too, is
I was going to say maybe they're just going to tie him into the high school.
Yeah. Well, that could be part of it.
Because you could be sure that Flash Thompson's going to show up.
Yeah.
And obviously Mary Jane will be there. So.
Well, Joe Manganiello or whatever. How do you say his last name?
Manganiello,
whatever.
Yeah.
He's not doing anything. So bring him back as Flash Thompson.
He's going to be Deathstroke.
But. Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
So, there's an ad. Yeah, so he did something called Northwoods and then now this. And, I mean, you can see, but...
he doesn't have a date of birth on there or anything.
No, but that guy's going to marry Betty Brant. But, I wonder if... Because he seems kind of like he's a heavyset guy.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder if he will be in shape for the movie because...
Well,
like,
obviously, it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe. People's histories get changed.
Right.
I mean, Wong...
Yeah.
Wong was just Strange's servant in the book. And in the movie, you got to see a whole different Wong.
In the movie, he's awesome.
Yeah.
But we'll get to that, too. Anyway, but no, it's, you know, it's one of those things. It's really cool to see them going like this deep in.
Oh, yeah. They're, I mean, unlike Sony, the cinematic Marvel universe is going to use everything they can.
Yeah.
So, you know.
But,
I mean, that's fair is fair with that stuff.
Yeah, and I was joking when you pointed this out and I looked up the actor. I was like, I wonder if we're going to hear the outcry of, you know, them replacing a white character with a Hawaiian actor.
I think you did with Zendaya.
But yeah,
a little bit, but it's like, you know, who cares at this point?
So, I still get her confused with Selena Gomez in like commercials and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
It takes me a second. Okay. Like and like, you know, I mean,
well, they both were Disney.
Kind of the hair flippy thing. It's like, okay, which one is it this time? But no, I think she'll be fine as Mary Jane Watson. I think this guy will probably be good as Ned Leeds.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. And it's the thing, like, you know, that they've done with this universe in, you know, the real world.
Right.
There's a multicultural thing that, you know, wasn't as prevalent in the 60s when these characters were created.
Yeah. No, I agree.
So yeah, I really like, you know. think that that's a good idea on their part.
Yeah. All right. So that's a great segue into Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
All right. So one of my favorite things about the movie, and if you guys are interested in my full thoughts, go back and listen to the review. It's on the website. It's on iTunes, on your favorite podcasting app, where me and our buddy Daryl
did the review.
But my favorite part of the movie was Tilda Swinton.
Yeah.
As the Ancient One.
Yeah.
There was
a lot of outcry for that one.
Well, and so there was a lot of talk about, oh, well, it's an Asian character in the comic. Why didn't it go to an Asian actor? And I challenge anyone out there. You show me an Asian actor or actress, whatever, man or woman, it doesn't matter. An Asian actor who could have pulled off the performance that she pulled with having to be strong, having to be vulnerable, having to be angry, having to betray everyone, having, you know, like all those phases that she went through. She was funny.
Right.
You know, like, nobody else could have done that role the way it was written than Tilda Swinton. And that's my opinion. Well, it's not a fact.
That role seems like it was written for that her.
Yeah.
More than it was, you know, she got the role and then they were like, you know, I think that role kind of was written for her.
Yeah. She made it her own for sure.
Yeah.
And then Benedict Wong, was great.
As Wong.
When he was listening,
Wong, like Beyonce,
listening to Beyonce. And that was a great scene because he's sitting there listening to Beyonce and you see the hands reaching through and everything. But, and I don't know what your opinion on this is, but like, I'm so happy they waited for Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
Like, you know, I mean, they could have done the movie a little earlier.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they could have done Joaquin Phoenix or, like Daryl pointed out, Patrick Dempsey threw his hat in the ring.
Oh, wow.
Like,
I wouldn't have.
No. Like, as much as Robert Downey Jr. is Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch channeled Stephen Strange.
He did a really good job, like, man.
I watched the animated one. Marvel. Yeah, it's on Amazon. It might be on Netflix still too. It's on Amazon and Hulu, I know for sure. But that was a fun one, you know.
Yeah.
I thought that the
whole cast was solid.
Mm-hmm.
And that I liked the way that they played the Infinity Stone.
Yeah, that was cool.
Into it. So I was like, there's our Infinity Stone.
So is that the time?
That was time. Yeah. Yeah. So I was like when it got toward the end, I realized it. I wasn't thinking about it. I wasn't really thinking about it. I was watching the movie. But when he was making the deal with Dormammu, I was like, oh, that's what this is. It's like, that's what he's using is that stone. And then Wong confirmed it at the end. So
you don't just
like,
leave an infinity. You don't just walk around with Infinity Stone.
Right. So that was cool. The cape did it for me.
The cape was its own character.
Yeah,
you know?
It was really fun.
Yeah, you know, what did you think of the music?
It was cool.
I mean, it was basically Star Trek. Yeah. You know, I mean, because it's Michael Giacchino or however you say his last name.
He's doing the music for Rogue One too.
Yeah, so I'm kind of wondering if we're gonna get the Star Trek theme in there somewhere.
You're just gonna get Star Wars. He's gonna adapt Star Wars. That I, you know, on a whole, I really enjoyed the movie. I want to go back and see it in the IMAX 3D.
I've been thinking about that. Like, David saw it in IMAX 3D, and he was.
I just think the scene where he's doing the trip, is like worth it. I said I leaned over and told her. I said I think it might be worth it to actually see this in 3D.
Yeah. So I asked Daryl, give me three words that describe Doctor Strange.
The movie.
Yeah. How you felt about it.
Can't wait to see him in Thor. That's more than three words, but I can't wait to see him in Thor because that stinger with him and Thor
the
was just awesome.
The end credit scenes in this movie were the best ones yet because the stinger with Thor sets up the universe as a whole.
Yep.
And the stinger with Chiwetel Ejiofor sets up the next Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah.
And you haven't really said much about him, and I know we both really like Chiwetel Ejiofor as he's gonna be the new. My hope is he will be the new Marvel villain that everyone's like, man, he's the best.
Yeah,
you know, I like Tom Hiddleston.
Well, that's
I
what
like
I was
Loki,
like when they said that he was like an ally of Strange. I'm like, Mordo is not.
Well, he started out as, you know, it's that whole, you know, going back to Smallville, it's that whole Clark Kent, Lex Luthor thing there. But yeah, no, oh man.
Just on a whole, it's a fun movie.
Yeah.
It really is a fun movie. And then being tied to the Marvel Cinematic Universe makes it even like more.
Yeah, it makes it better.
Yeah. I mean, the line, when they say the line in there that those people do the job that the Avengers can't do, it's like, well, Doctor Strange is going to eventually be an Avenger.
You know. So I wonder if they'll put the Illuminati, man.
That'd be cool if they could get like the X-Men stuff in there.
Well, apparently they're working on something. Yeah. So
I think at this point Fox is going to give up Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Because they've failed
miserably
several times. So
all right. So Doctor Strange currently sits at $492.6 million US as its box office. So I know it pushed Disney over the $6 billion mark.
Yeah.
For movies this year.
Cool.
And Moana, is that out yet?
Moana.
That came out?
It comes out Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, like, that movie's going to be huge, too.
Oh, it looks awesome.
And it's about a little girl who saves the world. So, who's not going to like that?
Yeah. With The Rock and a chicken and a pig.
And it's written, the music is from Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Doctor Strange is currently sitting at a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. It was really well liked.
Yeah,
I gave it
this. There was one where it was like there wasn't a point where I like was bored.
You know, and I think one of the memes I saw that I liked the best was Doctor Strange got his superpowers by being able to read and study.
Yeah,
you know, so
that book learning will do you.
That bark learning. I was also reading a thing and just curious as to how you feel about this is Rachel McAdams. They said, you know, the thing I was reading was talking about how she's like not her, but like her character and the way it was portrayed is like everything wrong. That's wrong with like the female love interest. But I don't think that person was paying attention to the movie because when he came back to her after going through everything, she was not a love interest.
No, she was his friend.
And she was his savior.
Yeah.
You know, he only trusted one person to help him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other guy he wanted to kill.
Right.
But
She, I mean, even like, you know, it was one of those things where, they had been in a relationship and that, but she was pretty much done with him after a certain point. Yep. And it just was, you know, he needed a confidant and she became that.
Yeah.
For all the weirdness that he encountered in the time that he left New York and then came back to New York, it's like he needed somebody to be the balance for that. So she definitely became that balance.
It wasn't
in a romantic way. It was just in the way that, you know, of all the people he had ever been around, she was the one that like stuck by him even when he was
at his worst.
A giant, you know.
She was his, if you're thinking of electricity, she was his ground wire.
Yeah,
you know, she kept him grounded.
Yeah.
But I love the look and feel of the universe.
You
know, when we saw the previews, like all the buildings folding in, I would sit there wondering, like, is this like Order of the Phoenix, where the buildings grow and it's kind of like a pocket universe, or are people getting crushed inside those things? And then the mirror universe that they created was so cool.
Talking about the alternates and all that stuff. Yep. And it's like, oh, well, then you can definitely play with that idea of bringing the X-Men into it because of the multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, the multiverse would work.
Yeah, and this was the first like real mention of a multiverse in Marvel. So I guess Marvel Cinematic Universe would be 616.
Well, they have a number for it. I forget what it is, but it's like a four-digit number that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right. All right.
Yeah, there's actually, that's a good acknowledgement. There is a series of books that Marvel publishes that are in comic book format called A Guide to the Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
And it acknowledges each movie plus Agent Carter plus Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So if you just want to look for reference in case you don't want to go back and watch everything, those books are kind of handy just to have around. So, and I think at this point they're up to Age of Ultron and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They've done the first three or four seasons now. And Agent Carter, they've done everything.
Speaking of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah, I have.
Real good.
I've been on vacation.
I know you have. You and your vacations.
Yeah, I know. I go places.
Yeah. Why? Why would you ever leave the house?
Oh, because it's nice to leave the house.
There's people outside of the house.
Not if you ignore them.
Anyway. All right. And then there were a few trailers that came out while you were gone.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about your trip. Valerian in the City of the Thousand Planets.
It's a Luc Besson.
It's like Fifth Element on steroids.
Yeah.
Like the music was great. Dane DeHaan, Clea.
I forget.
How do you say her last name? Yeah. Enchantress from Suicide Squad. Yeah. You know, they seem to have good chemistry. On,
I mean, it just looks awesome.
The music was good. Yeah.
I think it's. I didn't look it up, and I could
it's
be
a
wrong.
Series of books.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's a Mobius based book or something. So, you know, which totally makes sense because Mobius helped design the Fifth Element universe too. So, yeah, but yeah, it looks really awesome. You know, it should be interesting. It is Besson, so it'll be a little crazy.
Yeah, it's on Wikipedia it calls it an upcoming French science fiction action film.
Yeah, well,
so
yeah, that makes
based
sense.
On the French science fiction comic series Valerian and Loreline. Okay. So there you go.
Was that Mobius or was it somebody else?
Written by Peter Christen and illustrated by Jean-Claude
Girard
Mazarinis.
Oh, okay,
something like that. Anyway, yeah, and it's Clea. Delevingne. So, and it comes out in July, of 2017.
Well,
July
like 20th. The Fifth Element, I'll go see this one in the theater.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I, you know me, I'm a sucker for a space battle. Sure. So, and I really like.
Well,
DeHaan.
The aliens in there look awesome. There, I mean,
well,
you know,
again, like the Fifth Element, those were some of the best aliens we've ever seen in cinema.
Yeah. So it should look. It should be fun.
But yeah, no, I'm definitely a big Dane DeHaan fan. You know, ever since I saw him in Chronicle, I've tried to check out as much of his stuff as I can find, and you know, so there's that.
Well, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, Besson cast it where you're like, oh, I know that guy, but what do I know him from? And I know that girl, but what do I know her from?
And it's her, and then Clive Owen is in it.
Okay, cool.
Rihanna.
Oh, yeah, so, she's in the preview. She's actually in the preview.
Chris Wu. Who I'm not 100% sure who that is. John Goodman.
Oh, wow. Again.
He's
probably going to play the voice of one of the aliens.
It says voice. Yeah. And then there's Ethan Hawke.
Wow.
And then Herbie Hancock and Rutger Hauer.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
So
no Chris Tucker?
that's like they're keeping that on the DL.
Ruby Rod. Like,
how great would that be
that
for
be
Ruby
awesome.
Rod to show up? We green, super green.
Ruby!
that's the only role I like Chris Tucker in.
Yeah?
Is this Ruby Rod. Yeah. Like, the rest of the time I can...
I liked Rush Hour, too, so... You know.
I can totally just, like his, I like his stand-up.
Yeah, I was going to say, did you watch his stand-up on Netflix?
I haven't watched the newest one.
Oh,
so.
The one where he actually talks about going bankrupt in that.
Oh, wow.
It's like, yeah, he really gets into it. And then he does an awesome Michael Jackson. So.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, that's what he was known for his stand-up originally. And I think he like performed with Michael Jackson.
He did at one point, I think.
All right. So the second one is the Beauty and the Beast trailer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks really good.
I have not shown it to the Kid Bot 07 yet.
Oh, wow.
Mainly because I don't want to have to watch it 47 times in the next 10 days.
Yeah.
You know, but wow. I just couldn't get over how cool it looked and. The Beast, he looks awesome.
Yeah,
and,
it's you know, what's his name from Downton Abbey? Played Daniel.
Daniel, which one was Daniel?
The one who died.
Which one? They all die.
No, they didn't all die. The one who's on Legion.
Oh, Dan Stevens.
Yeah, Dan Stevens. That's it.
He played Matthew.
Matthew. His real name is Daniel.
Yeah, Daniel Stevens. Anyway.
Yeah. He's playing Beast.
Okay.
And then Hermione is.
Yeah, old Emma Watson there, who looks great as Belle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Dan Stevens. Luke Evans is Gaston. I mean, how perfect is that?
Yeah.
You know, Stanley Tucci as Cadenza. Emma Thompson is Mrs. Potts. Ian McKellen as Cogsworth, Kevin Kline as Maurice.
Josh, yeah, I mean, he looks really cool. Like, yeah. he you know.
Yeah. Josh Gad as LeFou.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah, it's just, you know, they did a great job, like, with the voices and that kind of stuff. And
yeah, they took over Instagram the other day.
Oh, did they?
Disney Studios Instagram.
Oh,
cool. The cast did, and they did some fun stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I just watching it, like, it's dark, but it's not, you know?
Well, in this one, when we watched the preview, I said this one looks the closest to the actual animated movie.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm curious to see where the twist is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, the Maleficent had a pretty major twist.
Major twist.
And so, you know.
You know, Maleficent was really good.
Really well done.
Like,
yeah.
Like, way better than I thought it was going to be. And we were late to watching that.
Like, yeah, I didn't see it until it actually had come out on Blu-ray. And then I'm like, you know, it's like, it didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, wow, that was really a good story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
All right. And then the last movie.
Is one with a little bit of controversy.
Was another one with controversy, but it seems to be everybody stinking loves the trailer.
Yeah.
Is Ghost in the Shell, which, have you watched that anime?
No, I've never seen the anime.
I haven't either, because I'm not a big anime guy.
Right.
Like, I love Avatar, and I know it's kind of like anime light, but wow, did that look good.
I've seen enough anime in that, you know, obviously Akira and Robotech and that type of stuff.
Yeah, like, I watched Robotech when I was younger, and I've seen Akira, but... But I watched a kind of shot for shot like thing with
the, they did like cartoon a comparison,
and you know, and it's really close.
It looks good. I mean, she doesn't look like she's from anywhere.
No, they didn't like. I mean, but she's kind of got.
They didn't
you know,
Japanese her up.
Right.
They didn't Americanize her too much. She just looks like.
She looks like Scarlett Johansson.
She kind of looks like Mila Jovovich was made to look in Fifth Element, like just there.
Yeah,
like you're not of any nation.
No, she's
whatsoever.
She's a robot, and you know.
But I mean, you don't realize that until halfway through the trailer, and that unless you know the story of Ghost in the Shell, which I did not. So.
Yeah, like I knew.
I kind of realized that she was of some higher abilities, but
I knew a little, but yeah.
But this, I mean, it takes place in Tokyo.
Yeah.
It looks like it's Tokyo.
Yeah, so, future Tokyo. Yeah.
So it's like, you know, the story's still got the same concept. It's not like they Americanized it. They just cast an American actor. Yeah.
You know, and this is the thing. They cast what they felt was the best actress for the role.
Well, she can play a robot really good.
And then, and then they cast the actress. She's probably one of the best, like, just... Of all actors and actresses in Hollywood, she's one of the most viable draws.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at her Avengers co-stars, and I've said this before, like, you can go look it up. She is a better box office draw on her own than any of them, even Robert Downey Jr. Because she had, Lucy and the Judge came out around the same time.
And Lucy was not that good of a movie.
It wasn't that good of a movie, but it crushed the Judge. Yeah. The Judge wasn't that good of a movie either, but like, Lucy was better. At least it was enjoyable. Enjoyably bad, but you know, still, it's just one of those things where, you know, there's like, you know, the outrage, the Frank Cho hashtag outrage, you know, that goes into everything, and you know, kind of the state of the internet right now is everybody's outraged about something. So I'm glad to see this trailer came out.
I don't really get outraged about much, and if I do, it's just because something was that bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, we're both kind of cut from the same thing where like we try because we recognize how much hard work goes into making these things. Like we try to find what's enjoyable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at a teenage age, I was taught to have an open mind about stuff, you know, and it's like, you know, there's going to be good stories and bad stories out there. Just have an open mind because something I enjoy may be something that somebody else doesn't enjoy.
Like, if you look at the movies that have come out this year, right?
Yeah.
There's been some really good ones.
Yeah.
And there's been some crap.
Oh, yeah.
Like, probably more crap than, like, what I think we expected.
Right.
But then you look at, there's, like, these little gems that have come out, like Hell or High Water, right?
Yeah, you said that was really good.
You know, that's
one. Well, even the stuff like Star Trek.
Deadpool.
Star Trek Beyond,
yeah.
Where it was, like, one of those things where it's like, are we going to get another, you know, rehashed story? Mm-hmm. And then you go in and see it, and you're like, well, this was better than the last two for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah, so it's like this, you know. And the other thing is, like, sure, this is based off of something else.
Yeah.
But for movies, it's new. And you know,
well, it's like
all three things that we've talked about in these trailers, right?
Yeah.
They're all based off of something.
Yeah.
And even Kong Skull Island is based off of something, right?
Right.
But all three of these, or all four of these, are definitely something I want to watch.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Well, and it's the thing, like, with Kong, Kong's a very good example. Kong is a beloved cinematic creature. I mean, yeah, you know, it's the same as any of the Universal monsters and that. And people have their own ideas about how to tell that story.
Right.
We've seen the original.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the one with Jeff Bridges from the 70s,
mm-hmm,
which is a different story altogether.
It is, yeah.
We've seen Peter Jackson's.
Oh, God, have we seen Peter Jackson's?
Is pretty much a remake. Like a scene for scene remake. Wake up.
I fell asleep just thinking about that movie.
Yeah.
God, that was bad.
Did you see it in a theater?
Yes.
Yeah, it's bad.
I that was one of the few I've fallen asleep watching.
There's just parts of that where it's like,
and then I did watch it on DVD to make sure.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, yeah, this is just not good.
Yeah. So this one is a reimagining.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it looks like, you know, what we got from the original, the monsters and, you know, all that stuff.
So, yeah.
Which is what people, you know, I think, you know, we have enough of the zombies. We have enough of the vampires. Yeah. It's like, get back to the monsters.
I mean, you know, the end of 2016 is shaping up to be really good for movies.
Yeah.
You had Doctor Strange. You have Fantastic Beasts.
Right.
You have Moana.
Yeah.
You have Rogue One.
Right.
There's something else coming out that I'm forgetting. And then you hop into 2017 and like,
yeah, there's a lot more.
If you
coming.
Look between March and August, I mean, every week there's something that looks like it could be completely awesome.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing is now they know they're using that March.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
For a while there, that was like one movie and it was really good. And then you waited until May for everything else.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
So now it's like March is turning into May.
Yeah. I mean, we have Guardians of the Galaxy coming out. We got Thor Ragnarok. We got Valerian. We got Pirates of the Caribbean, which looks stupid. I only liked the first one. So,
yeah,
like I'm a little jaded there. You got Beauty and the Beast, Kong Island, Fast 8, which who knows?
Yeah.
Spider-Man Homecoming, Power Rangers, which I've liked what I've seen out of those trailers.
Yeah, it looks fun. That's really all I go to a movie for is hopefully it's fun.
Yeah, you've got Justice League. Hopefully that's good. Hopefully they've learned some lessons.
Yeah.
Logan, which, again, we've talked about this. I'm not a Wolverine fan. That's probably one of the movies I'm most looking forward to seeing next year.
Yeah.
You've got Episode 8, Star Wars, Transformers The Last Knight. There's a King Arthur movie coming out with Jax Teller. You have Alien Covenant coming out.
Yeah.
Who knows what that's going to be like, right?
Right.
World War Z 2. XXX Return of Xander Cage.
That looks fun.
Yeah,
but that's just like dumb fun. Yeah.
You have Kingsman.
Oh, the sequel? Okay.
You have War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, that'll...
You know, I mean, it just goes on. John Wick 2.
Yeah.
Baywatch, the Blade Runner 2049.
Hmm.
Pitch Perfect 3, Despicable Me 3, Cars 3. Trainspotting, the sequel to Trainspotting. Jumanji rebootish sequel thing.
Yeah, that got pushed back to next Christmas.
Yeah. So, yeah, you just look. Like, if you just go onto Google and you type in 2017 movies, I mean, it's unbelievable, like, you know, how much just good stuff.
It's good to be a movie fan.
Well, you know, over the last few years, TV has really taken some of the not only the thunder, but like the market share from the box office, right?
Yeah.
Like, and you look at Netflix in particular. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix and Amazon and Hulu are big competitors against the theatrical now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So
I think Netflix and Amazon for sure. You know, kind of with their original series.
I mean, Hulu's trying, but you know.
I mean, Hulu has the original series stuff on Hulu is really good, and it's got a specific audience.
Right.
but it's not these big cinematic, you know, masterpieces necessarily that you're getting. Like, it's television for sure.
Yeah. So definitely,
which isn't a problem. Like, you know, you have the shows like Casual, you know, The Path, that kind of stuff, all really, really good.
Yeah.
So,
did you see the announcement that they're gonna adapt Bone for a trilogy of movies?
Oh, that's cool.
So, the guy who directed the first Kung Fu Panda,
oh, cool,
is gonna direct at least the first one.
Yeah, Bone's a good book. Yeah. You know, Bone, it's a local book for us. Yeah, so you know, it's one of those things that
says Ohio
Bones Mafia
from Ohio.
Ohio Mafia.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's
got
another one to look forward to eventually.
All right, so I mean that's pretty good. I want to hear about your vacation, man.
Yeah.
I purposely left you alone all week. You know, I kept wanting to check in to see how it was going.
Oh, I was,
you
yeah.
sent texts yeah, here and there, some, which was great, and it was really fun to see. But you know, how was the Magical Mystery Tour?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you guys do this trip every couple years.
Yeah.
It seems like every three, maybe four.
It was five between. Well, okay. More than five between the first and the second one. But yeah, we went 2 years ago.
Yeah. So.
So yeah, this is just per chance that we had the time and the money to go.
Yeah, it's awesome. So
it is. It is an expensive trip.
It is. Yeah, that's right. Well, especially for you.
Yeah.
Mister, wow. I can't. I've never met a collectible I don't want to buy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And she's the same way with
Disney. I went
on
a pin kick for some reason, but I was like, you know, my whole thing with pins, buying pins down there is like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of souvenir type stuff mm-hmm. there. And I'm like, pins are a small, easy to store souvenir.
Yep.
So yeah, it was definitely one of those. Yeah. Because they had cool ones this time. I got the coin from Pirates of the Caribbean had as a pin. So
I have the one.
I got to see Doctor Strange. As in, he was there.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, it wasn't.
Just
Benedict
a guy.
Cumberbatch.
You sent me the picture.
He's a character there now, because Universal doesn't have the rights to that character, so they're able to do that. And with Hollywood Studios being in a flux right now because of Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land being built, they're trying to use as much as they can to attract.
Sure.
So he was at the end of Bleecker Street, at the end of Pixar Place, and it was kind of cool because watching him interact with the kids and that, because mainly that's what they were just lining up kids to get pictures with him and
with
that.
Doctor Strange.
He was interacting with them and showing them how to do, you know, the different moves and that with the sling. He had the sling ring and he was doing all the different. The guy was good. The guy had
the picture
had
you
it
sent.
Down.
It
yeah.
was like,
like the way he was talking to them, and he was very, you know, Benedict Cumberbatch sounding and that. And,
how good was his American accent?
Oh yeah,
because remember I said I was worried about that.
Yeah,
and it was not only was it great, but it showed the emotion that British actors normally cannot get out of an American accent. So I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. It was just cool that, like, you know, because it wasn't one of those things where we went in a different order of how we go to the parks and that. So we weren't going to Hollywood Studios like the first day or anything.
Right.
But we were at Disney Springs now. It was downtown Disney. And one of the employees in the World of Disney was like, there's something strange going on over at Hollywood Studios. And I'm like, something strange? And she's like, yeah, because she had a Captain America show.
Yeah.
I said, does it involve a doctor, perhaps? And she's like, very good. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, yeah, go to the end of this street, and he's right there. And he was handing out little coins to the kids and that. Like,
did you get one?
No, I didn't even go. Like, you know, because it was a line of kids, and I, you know, In my opinion, Disney is for everybody, but the kids are the most important thing to the parks and that, because they're going to grow up and take their kids and everything else.
You
and
need to bring the kid.
We don't have
7
kids
with you.
Oh yeah,
to
yeah.
get
oh,
to
yeah.
get the most out of it. So
oh yeah, it would
maybe next time you guys go down, we'll
go insane.
With you. Yeah. Well, we're gonna do
next time we go. We will probably go when it is Star Wars Land and Toy Story Land. They're done in 2018.
We're
so.
Talking about a Disneyland trip next year.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I'd like to wait for all the Star Wars stuff to be done out there before we go.
Yeah.
But there's
some hardcore construction going on there.
The Imagineers.
Avatar Land is being built over in Animal Kingdom. So they've got the floating rocks.
Okay, I haven't
actually
seen
some of that's already up.
Okay.
And you could see it, but they had it all blocked off. And then, you know, that'll be, I think that's opening next year.
Yeah, because I know our local comics shop owner, Jeff, he's.
Yeah.
leaves tomorrow, today. He left today. Yeah. So, and he was going to the D23 stuff, and he's going to the James Cameron panel about
James Cameron's actually
which is pretty cool. There, so, like, I'm not like the biggest James Cameron fan. I like Alien better than Aliens.
Sure.
You know, I liked the Terminator movies that he did, but you know, like. For the most part, I don't know. I kind of fall on that.
I'm just curious to see
really
how they're going
to
do this.
Yeah.
Like the floating rocks, what you could see, looks cool. The way
are they floating?
Some of them actually look like they are floating. Like they haven't totally extended out everything yet. But there was like stuff where I'm like, it actually looks like it's floating. So that's kind of cool.
Are the Disney Imagineers the new NASA scientist where all our cool technology is going to come from?
Dude, there's some stuff they're doing down there. Like we left Sunday and Disney Springs yesterday, they premiered a new Christmas show.
Yeah.
And they're using it just totally left my head. The flying stuff.
From Avatar?
No. It's like for the Christmas show. They actually
drones?
Drones, yes. Sorry. It totally left my head.
Drones.
So they have drones
where we're going,
programmed
we don't
to fly
need
and
drones.
Form a Christmas tree.
That's not terrifying.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. They're programmed. It's like
no
flying
thank you.
Rocks? That shouldn't be a problem.
Flying drones.
But now they've got
programmed
this,
to do things? No.
New projection technology.
Yeah.
Where they're projecting onto buildings. So they did, there was. But the night we were at Hollywood Studios, they had a Star Wars fireworks.
Oh, okay.
And it's projected onto the Man's Chinese Theater and the buildings surrounding it.
Yeah.
And it literally was like watching a giant Star Wars movie on a buildings. And then they were projecting, like, because it was A Very Merry Christmas at Magic Kingdom, they were projecting different stuff a Christmas show, like wrapping and packages and that.
That's neat.
And I didn't see it, but I've seen pictures of it. I guess there's a Frozen show during the Christmas season to light up the tree each night, or light up the castle each night. And Elsa literally throws her hands up, and it freezes the castle.
Oh, wow.
And all the lights come on.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's cool. It's like that technology is kind of a newer thing for them to be using. So I'm curious to see where they'll go with that.
Go Imagineers.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so you hadn't been back in a couple of years. What was there anything like really different down there?
Well, last time we went, there were a lot of walls up in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
So all that had come down. So there was a lot more open stuff that they had added in for Discovery Island, which is right around the Tree of Life.
Did you ride the Yeti ride?
Yeah.
So when we went down
Everest Expedition?
Yeah, last time we went to Disney World, it was the first season for that, right? And I'll never forget, we were in the Animal Planet and we were watching the gorillas, and there was a mama gorilla and a bunch of baby gorillas. One of the baby gorillas went to like walk away, and the mom just stuck her finger in his butt and pulled it back by its bunghole.
Okay.
And that introduced my most favorite game ever, called Gorilla, where you just walk up behind someone and go, Gorilla! you can ask the wifey about how she feels about Gorilla.
Yeah. No, it was cool. Like Animal Kingdom, usually when we've been there, the tigers have been sleeping.
Oh.
So the tigers were actually awake during the daytime and walking around, and we got to watch one throw up. And well, it was eating grass. And I'm like, you know, it's one of those things where you don't think about it because they're like giant creatures. But they're house cats.
Yeah.
You've seen a cat eat grass before and throw it up. And that's exactly what this tiger did. And it was like, okay, you're just like a regular cat.
Yeah.
Except you could kill me.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fun watching one pretty much look at a little kid through a window like, lunch.
But
The apes have been out the last two times we went, the silverbacks and that. So it's like cool to always see.
Yeah, I do like that animal world.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a big fan of zoos. Yeah. Just kind of not
for
like
what it is not. It's not a zoo.
And I'm not like, when I say I'm not a fan of zoos, it's not for like moral reasons or anything like that. It's just, I just don't like zoos.
Well, and I like a zoo because like, you know, and I haven't been to a zoo in years, but I remember as a kid, the zookeepers were not out there explaining to you how these creatures exist.
Right.
And at Animal Kingdom, there's always somebody there.
Yeah,
if you have a question, there's somebody there. Oh, yeah.
Where you get to see all different parts of the planet. And they're not, for the most part, they're not just in paper mache movie sets. You know?
Yeah, because like with the Silverbacks, there was one like sitting right out where you could see him, but he had his back turned to you. And I asked him, the lady was right there. And I said, how many Silverbacks do you actually have? And she's like, there's four in here. Yeah. She goes, he's the oldest one. And he's the dad of the other ones.
Did he ever turn around?
Oh, yeah. He eventually started walking and he looks and then he's like, you know, he knows we're there and we know he's there and that.
But he looks at you and he's like,
the one who's the alpha, like, eventually he came over the ridge and just like pretty much was showing off that he was the alpha, but he wasn't like going crazy or anything. He was just walking around like, you know, this is my land and you're visiting.
They're like house gorillas, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah, exactly.
Not even a thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. But I'm glad you're back.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely more fun to have you around, and we miss you on the show. Yeah. But I'm glad you had a good trip too. So
yeah, I mean it's cool. Like I told you, Hollywood Studios is Star Wars land right now.
Yeah.
There's just pretty much a ton of Star Wars stuff. Launch Bay is awesome because they actually have pieces from the actual movies.
Nice. Like
uniforms and Anakin's pod from episode one is in there.
Nice.
Stormtroopers will arrest people and take them to Kylo Ren, which I got to actually see. We came out of the great movie ride one night.
how does that work? How do you get to be arrested, or is it just at random?
They just randomly pick people.
And is it like a kid, or is it like a dad?
No, this was an adult.
Okay.
They walked up to him and they were like talking to him, and then they were just like, "You're coming with us." And but like they
dead or alive, you're coming with me.
A parade.
Yeah.
Like the march of the First Order.
Nice.
And it's literally Captain Phasma leading the First Order down Hollywood Boulevard.
And
to
is that
the
Gwendolyn Christie dressed as?
It's somebody as tall as her. Yeah. And I mean, she did all the voiceover stuff. Okay, so like it's.
So you hear.
Yeah. And then like the there's a daytime Star Wars show that they bring out characters in costume. You never realize how popular Chewbacca is until you're standing.
Popular Chewbacca is.
Like everybody come out and everybody's getting like claps and that. As soon as he comes out, the crowd's roaring and the guy obviously was playing it up really well, but it was fun to see it.
He's the second best Star Wars character.
Yeah. But like it was just a good time. R2's the best.
The D2, man. He's the best. None of the good stuff would happen without R2-D2.
Yeah.
So the galaxy would just go to shit.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, cool. All right. You got anything else you need to add? Or are we good?
No, we're good.
All right, man. Well, yeah, good to have you back.
Thanks.
Since you were away, we launched a Patreon page.
Okay.
And if you go to patreon.com/infamouspodcast, you can back the show.
Okay.
There's a whole bunch of really cool things. Like I committed Johnny to making collages for people.
Oh wow.
If they donated a certain level.
Wow.
I committed myself to making handmade t-shirts for people.
Okay.
Which, you know, I've got a little experience with. Sure. But you know, if they back at certain levels. But we're looking to do more stuff for you guys, which includes going to conventions and getting interviews and you know, like just being a little more active. Who knows? Maybe we add a little bit of a video element to things where we have more time. But yeah, other than that, all the stuff's the same. Go to iTunes, 5 stars,
yes,
help us move
please.
Up in the ratings. We got a great new review the other day.
Okay,
cool. You know, we're getting there. We love you guys, so you know, we definitely want to hear from you.
We definitely appreciate people listening.
Yeah, and if you want to check us out online, it's infamouspodcast.com. We keep it simple for you on all the. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Infamous Podcast.
Yeah,
I'm Brian Tudor. I'm at most social networks as Brian Tudor, at least the ones that I take care of updating and things
the
like
main
that.
Ones?
Yeah.
That's all you got to say, the main ones.
The main
that
ones,
would be Facebook, Instagram.
Snapchat, that kind of stuff.
I see that one I don't do. So
anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm Johnny Podorf at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
So, all right, man. Well, welcome
the
back.
Big
welcome
three.
Back. Yeah. So I was going to play the Welcome Back Cotter music for you.
Oh.
But then I forgot about it.
Welcome back.
All right. Well, on that note, which was surprisingly on key, we will see you guys for a new episode next Friday. Or whenever you're listening to
this. Yeah, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Because obviously when it posts, you know, Thanksgiving will have passed. You'll be in the Black Friday
thing. Yeah, when you're in line for Black Friday,
I was
going to
say,
that's
exactly it.
We'll get some like metal music to play in the background.
We've got a bunch of
episodes
out there. Yep. I mean, go back and listen to the interviews. Go back and listen to stuff from last year.
Yeah. So,
and that, you know, stay safe out there.
Yep.
During
all right.
Any of the holiday season. But yeah, especially Black Friday is a little crazy. So.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you guys have a great day, night, evening, weekend, whenever it is you're listening to this.
We'll talk to you next week.
Later.